This is Radio Nepal. I am T.K. Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Nepal receives over 39 billion rupees foreign investment commitments from development partners in 6 months. Nepali Congress decides not to enter into any unnatural alliance in the future. Sherbahadur Deuba led faction seeking legal remedies against Election Commission's decision to recognize Gagan Thapa led Nepali Congress leadership. Budget preparation process for upcoming fiscal year 2026-27 begins, and Iran's Supreme Leader Khamenei blames US and Israel for country's deadly anti-government protest. Now the news in detail. The country has received foreign investment commitments worth 39,236,140,64,000 rupees from development partners in the first 6 months of the current fiscal year, according to the annual report on foreign direct investment issued by the department. In the first 6 months of the current fiscal year, investment commitments worth 39 billion rupees were received in 475 industries. The report states that in the current fiscal year, commitment for foreign direct investment have been received for 7 large, 8 medium and 460 small industries. In the Nepali month of post, commitments for foreign investment worth 5,995,000,000 rupees have been received for 36 small industries. The total commitment of foreign investment direct investment so far stands at 675,433,300,000 rupees across 7,713 industries. In the past 6 months, the highest foreign direct investment commitments amounting to 1,078,486,000 rupees were made for 257 industries in the information technology sector. The Nepali Congress has decided not to enter into any unnatural alliance or power-centric agreement within any party in the future. The Nepali Congress Central Working Committee meeting chaired by Party President Gagan Thapa made the decision. The meeting expressed gratitude to the Election Commission for recognizing their decisions and updating the party as per the constitution, prevailing laws and the party statute. The meeting also called on the Nepali Congress supporters within the country and abroad to actively participate in the upcoming March 5th elections. Party spokesperson Debraj Salisa said that the Central Working Committee also extended thanks to the party's immediate past president Sherbahadur Deuba and other leaders, appreciating their contribution to the party for long remaining at the party's helm. Earlier, before the Central Working Committee meeting today, Nepali Congress President Gagan Kumar Thapa stated that he will take the party forward as a united whole in the coming days. Following the Election Commission's recognition of the second Special General Convention of the Nepali Congress, he said that they would forget past bitterness and move forward. He said that they will move forward together with senior leaders within the party and bringing in new youth, seeking the role of guardianship of former President Sherbahadur Deuba. Meanwhile, Sherbahadur Deuba-led faction of the Nepali Congress is planning to seek legal remedies against the decision made by the Election Commission. The Commission on Friday decided to recognize the party leadership elected by the party's second Special General Convention. Party spokesperson Dr. Prakash Saran Mahat said that a meeting of the Central Working Committee held this morning made the decision. The meeting was held at the party's central office in Sanepa and chaired by Acting President Purna Bahadur Kharka. The secretariat meeting of the CPN-UML is currently underway. According to Central Office Secretary of the party, Dr. Bhishma Adhikari, the meeting being held at the party's central office in Chasal of Lalitpur under the chairmanship of party chairman K.P. Sharma Oli is discussing party candidates for the House of Representatives election scheduled for March 5th. He stated that senior party leaders are holding discussions on the names of candidates recommended to the center by the district and provincial committees. As candidates must file their nominations on the 20th of January, it has been reported that the UML is holding discussions with the aim of finalizing the candidates by today itself. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
एस्ट्रिक 14-15 हैश यही हो उपाय
हर एक टिप को लागी सब पैक यही पाए जहाँ जाओ कनेक्टेड रहोस इंटरनेट मा सब कर दोस
डेटा वॉइस एसएमएस
नेपाल टेलिकम को सहुलियत दर का पैकेज खरीद करना एस्ट्रिक 14-15 हैश टाइल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम बैक नाउ द रिमेनिंग न्यूज The budget preparation process for the upcoming fiscal year 2026-27 has been initiated. The National Planning Commission has stated that the National Revenue Estimation Committee has started working to find potential sources for the budget of the upcoming fiscal year and to determine the spending limits. The Planning Commission, in coordination with the Ministry of Finance, is required to make a preliminary estimate of the resources available and the possible expenditure limits. For the next 3 years. There is the National Resource Estimation Committee under the coordination of the National Planning Committee Vice Chairperson for this purpose. NPC Secretary Rabilal Pant informed that another technical committee has been formed to assess the committee and preliminary work has already started. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ITFM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei says actors linked to the United States and Israel were responsible for deadly weeks of anti-government protests in the country. Al Jazeera cited Khamenei on Saturday as saying that those linked to Israel and U.S. caused massive damages and killed several thousands. Khamenei accused the two nations of direct involvement in the violence, describing U.S. President Donald Trump as criminal. Iranian state media quoted him as saying that the latest anti-Iran sedition was different in that the U.S. president personally became involved. Iranian authorities have increasingly pointed the finger at foreign powers for unrest, accusing long-standing geopolitical rivals, mainly Israel and the U.S., of fomenting instability and directing operations on the ground. At least 14 people were killed and several others were injured on Saturday after a mini truck crashed amid dense fog in Pakistan's eastern Punjab province. According to Xinhua News Agency, the accident occurred in Sargodha district, where visibility was extremely low due to heavy fog. Issuing a statement today, the rescue 1122 said seven people died on the spot, while the injured were rushed to nearby hospitals. The statement said another seven later succumbed to their injuries during treatment, taking the death toll to 14. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in Karnali and Sudhur Pashchim provinces, along with the hilly regions of Gandaki and Lumbini provinces, while the weather will be mainly fair over the remaining 8 years. There is a possibility of light rain and snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous regions of Karnali province. Similarly, mist is likely to occur at a few places over the Terai region. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepal received over 39 billion rupees foreign investment commitments from development partners in 6 months. Nepali Congress decides not to enter into any unnatural alliance in the future. Sher Bahadur Deoba-led faction seeking legal remedies against Election Commission's decision to recognize Gagan Thapa-led Nepali Congress leadership. Budget preparation process for upcoming fiscal year 2026-27 begins. And Iran's Supreme Leader Khamenei blames U.S. and Israel for countries' deadly anti-government protest. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.